The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 303, Laugh Along, Some Funny Celtic Songs.
Was a happy lad, for soon he would be wed. He'd found a brisk and bonny lass to take him to his bed. But happier still his mother was that he had found a wife, for truth be told she'd often feared she'd be stuck with him for life. Oh, it's a fine thing, a bonny thing, the grandest ever seen, for truth be told she'd often feared she'd be stuck with him for life. In honor of the grand affair that wedding day would be, she set about to weave a kilt the finest ever seen. The night before the wedding, when the kilt was finally done, she called young Angus over and she tried it on her son. Oh, it's a fine thing, a bonny thing, the grandest ever seen. She called young Angus over and she tried it on her son. She wound the kilt about him and she wound and wound and wound, and when she'd finished winding, it was still 8 yards too long. Well, never fear, my bonny boy, we'll simply cut it off, and to your blushing bride we will give the extra cloth. Oh, it's a fine thing, a bonny thing, the grandest ever seen, and to your blushing bride we will give the extra cloth. Now Angus was so pleased, you know, his heart had swelled with pride. He felt that he must rush right out and show it to his bride. 'Twas raining, so he grabbed a cloak to shield him all the more, but in his haste to be away, his kilt slammed in the door. Oh, it's a fine thing, a bonny thing, the grandest ever seen, but in his haste to be away, his kilt slammed in the door. Angus was in such a rush to show off for his bride, he never really noticed that he'd left his kilt behind. He knocked upon her door and cried, oh, let me in, I pray, there's something that you've got to see before our wedding day. Oh, it's a fine thing, a bonny thing, the grandest ever seen, there's something that you've got to see before our wedding day. Now Bridget let him in, you know, but said you cannot stay, I've got to have my beauty sleep before our wedding day. We'll only be a moment, love, but it's so grand, my dear, you really got to see what I'm hiding under here. Oh, it's a fine thing, a bonny thing, the grandest ever seen, you've really got to see what I'm hiding under here. Now when the cloak was thrown aside and Angus stood quite bare, we must admit she was impressed but tried hard not to stare, saying, love I'll ne'er see finer, though far and far I roam. Well, lassie cried, that's nothing, I've got 8 more yards at home. Oh, it's a fine thing, a bonny thing, the grandest ever seen. Well, lassie cried, that's nothing, I've got 8 more yards at home. Oh, it's a fine thing, a bonny thing, the grandest ever seen. Well, lassie cried, that's nothing, I've got 8 more yards at home.
Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster. You can share the show and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And you can also support this show on Patreon. It is a cold and rainy day here in Alabama, and I thought it'd be a good idea to put on some funny Celtic songs for you, like that first band, Black Market Haggis. That was Angus and the Kilt. It's from their album Better Than It Sounds. Brand new album. Go get a copy. We're going to continue on with Dicey Riley by Plastic Patty from Lucky Enough.
Well, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sop. And poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. And it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. Still the heart of the roll is Dicey Riley's. Poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sup, and poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop till the heart of the world is Dicey Riley. She walks along Fitzgibbon Street with an independent air, and then it's down to Summer Hill where people stop and stare. She says, it's nearly half past one, it's time I had me another little one, still the heart of the round is Dicey Riley. Poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sock, and poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. And it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop, still the heart of the round is Dicey Riley. Ago, when men were men and fancied Mayo Pong, or lovely Becky Cooper, or Miss Maggie Mary Wong, one woman put them all to shame. Just one dame was worthy of the game, and the name of that dame was Dicey Riley. Poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sock, and poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. And it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop, still the heart of the Dicey Riley. The years went catching up to her like many pretty whores. Not long before you're down the street and then you're out of doors. Well, the looks all fade and the balance wave, but out of all that great brigade, still the heart of the roll is Dicey Riley. Poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sock, and poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. And it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drops for the heart of the round is Dicey Riley.
Again!
Poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sock, and poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. And it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drops to the heart of the round is Dicey Riley.
Now, but a song of old age and frustration. And I hope to see all the old men suffering from that same problem joining in the chorus. I was born of Scottish parents one day when I was young. Oh, that's why the Scottish dialect became my native tongue. For I'm the image of my father, my mother she'd avow. And the girls, they'd come and kiss me. How I wish they'd do it now. How I wish they'd do it now. Oh, yes, I wish they'd do it now. I've got itches in me britches, and I wish they'd do it now. See, there's some people with the same feeling. Join in with feeling. And when I was just a tiny babe, the girls would come for me. Some would hold me to their bosom, some would dangle me from their knee. And they'd put me in my pram then, and if I made a row, well, they'd tickle me all over. How I wish they'd do it now. How I wish they'd do it now. Well, yes, I wish they'd do it now. I've got itches in me britches, and I wish they'd do it now. And these same girls would call for me when the weather it was mild, to take me out a-swimming in the river for a while. Aye, they'd plash the water over me, dip me like a yacht, then they'd wash me nice all over. How I wish they'd do it now. How I wish they'd do it now. Oh yes, I wish they'd do it now. I've got itches in me britches, and I wish they'd do it now. I and these same girls would come for me when I was just 13, to take me out a playing upon the village green. And they'd make their finest daisy chains and put them round me brow. Then they'd they'd roll me in the clover. How I wish they'd do it now. How I wish they'd do it now. Oh yes, I wish they'd do it now. I've got itches in me britches, and I wish they'd do it now. So it's awful hard for a chap like me to lead a single life. So I think I'll go to the Cactus Cafe and find myself a wife. Oh, my fortune that is £30, likewise a big fat sow. So there'll be plenty of bacon waiting for the girl who'll have me now. For the girl who'll have me now. For the girl who'll have me now. There'll be plenty of bacon waiting for the girl who'll have me now.
Tonight, hungover in the morning, the water's alight, are pure and freely flowing, the beer both dark and light, is cold, the head is foaming, we're Irish tonight, hungover in the morning. Well, David, there is a New York Jew, and he plays the guitar well. Gordy on the big, that bass from Norway, cold as hell. But here they are singing rebel tunes and drinking with the rest. We're Irish tonight, hungover in the morning. The water's alight, are pure and freely flowing. The beer both dark and light, is cold, the head is foaming. We're Irish tonight, hungover in the morning. Papist broad from northern Italy. Daddy was an Irish Jew, don't ask how that can be. They sold me to a Scottish clan way down in Arizona. I guess that's why I drink for free, but wake up all alone. We're Irish tonight, hungover in the morning. The waters of life are pure and freely blowing. Dark and light is cold, the head is falling. We're Irish tonight, hungover in the morning. Branches of your family tree, don't reach across the ocean to that emerald in the sea. To them, call us posers, we'll calmly raise a glass, stand shoulder to shoulder. We're Irish, kiss my word. Irish tonight, hungover in the morning. The waters are light, are pure and freely flowing. Dark and light is cold, the head is foaming. We're Irish and I hate hungover in the morning.
There were three drunken maidens came from the Isle of Wight. They started drinking on Sunday, didn't stop till Saturday night. When Saturday night would come, me boys, they would not then go out. And these three drunken maidens just pushed the jug about. Then a
up, cause Bouncing Sally, her cheeks as red as blooms. Move over me, jolly sisters, and give young Sal some room, for I will be your equal before the night is out. And these three drunken maidens just push the jug about. There's woodcock and pheasant, there's partridge and hare, there's every sort of dainty, no scarcity was there. There's 40 quarts of beer, me boys, and 30 drunk them out. And these three drunken maidens just push the jug about. Then up comes the landlord, he's asking for his pay. There's a 40-pound bill, me boys, these scouts have got to pay. That's 10 pounds of feasting, boys, but still they wouldn't go out. And these three drunken maidens just push the jug about. Where are your fancy hats, your mantles rich and fine? They all got swallowed up, me lads, in tankards of fine wine. Where are your maiden heads, your maidens frisk and gay? We left them in the alehouse, we drank them clean away. There were three drunken maidens, came from the Isle of Wight. They started drinking on Sunday, then sat till Saturday night. When Saturday night would come, me boys, they would not then go out. And these three drunken maidens just pushed the jug about. And these three drunken maidens just pushed the jug about.
There's a little girl and her name is Mary Mack. Make no mistake, she's a girl I'm gonna track. A lot of other fellas, they be getting off the back. Me thinking that I got to get up early. I'm Mary Mack's father's making Mary Mack marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mack. I'm gonna marry Mary for my Mary to take care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mack. This little lass, she's got a lot of class, got a lot of brass. Her father thinks I'm gas. I'd be a silly ass for to let the matter pass. My father thinks you should be very fairly. I'm Mary Mack's father's making Mary Mack marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mack. I'm gonna marry Mary for my marriage to take care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mack. Wedding's on a Wednesday and everything's arranged. Sooner name will change, your mind unless your mind is changed. Of all of the fuss and damn due to range, a wedding is an awful undertaking. I'm Mary Mack's father's making Mary Mack marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mack. Gonna marry Mary for my marriage to take care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mack. Greater than the fair, there's gonna be a coach and pick her every pair that's there. Lots of every eating, I'm bound to get my share. If not, then I'm fairly much mistaken. I'm Mary Mack's father's making Mary Mack marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mack. Gonna marry Mary for my marriage to take care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mack. Now Mary and her mother go an awful lot together. In fact, you had the other, see the one without the other. And people often wonder if it's Mary or her mother when we see us out together when we're courting. I'm Mary Mack's father's making Mary Mack marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mack. I'm gonna marry Mary for my marriage to take care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mack. Mary Mack's father's making Mary Mack marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mack. I'm gonna marry Mary for my marriage to take care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mack.
Thank you.
After Plastic Patty was Ed Miller with I Wish They'd Do It Now from Live at the Cactus Cafe. Then came Sligo Rags with We're Irish Tonight, Hungover in the Morning from Roll Me Down the Mountain. Then Crickwater with Three Drunken Maidens from Crickwater. And finally, New Shilling with Mary Mac from their new album, Irish Town Sessions. Celtic Podcast News. We got a couple of cool features this week on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. There's an article on makeuseof.com, which features 10 great music podcasts to suit all tastes. And I also did an interview with musicpreneurs making it happen. You can find links to those in the show notes. If you want to get an Irish and Celtic Music Podcast bumper sticker, head on over to the shop on Facebook. And you can also join the Irish and Celtic Music Club. Now, the podcast comes out each and every week due to the generosity of people like you. Your kind pledge of as little as $1 per episode pays for the production of this podcast, as well as my time in producing the show. You get shows before regular listeners, and my deepest thanks. And when we hit a milestone, you get a two-hour special. We are just $31 away from the next two-hour special, and I want to thank our newest patrons, Lydia and Tom Russell, and Sean Morrow. And I want to extend an extra special thanks to our Celtic superstars, Nancy, Kevin Long, Annie Lokowski, Derek Lineberry, Linda McNeil, Brian Brake, John Sharkey White II, Teresa Sullivan, John Bilderbeck, and Sean Calley. Thank you so much for your generosity. I really appreciate it. And if you want to become a patron, head on over to Patreon. There is a link in the show notes. Let's get back to the music. Next up is the Crimson Pirates with Irish Rover from That's So Sad.
Was in the year of our Lord 1806 we set sail from the Cay of Cork.
Cay of Cork.
We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York.
Oh, New York.
She was an elegant craft. She was rigged fore and aft. And how the trade winds drove her. She had 23 masts, and she stood several blasts, and they called her the Irish Rover. And it was sad,
so sad,
so sad.
Too bad.
It was sad when the great ship went down
to the bottom of the sea.
Husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. It was sad when the great ship went down. There was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee. There was Hogan from County Tyrone.
Tyrone.
There was Johnny McGurk. There was Skagstaff of Work. And the chap from Westmeath named Malone.
Sam Malone.
There was Slugger of Tool, who was drunk as a rule.
Yeah.
And Fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man, Mick McCann, from the banks of the Van, was the skipper
on the Irish Rover.
And it was sad,
so sad,
so sad.
Too bad.
It was sad when the great ship went down
to the bottom of the sea.
Husbands and wives, little children lost their lives. It was sad when the great ship went down. We had 1 million bales of old Nanny Gold's tales. We had 2 million barrels of bone. We had 3 million bags of the best Sligo rag. We had 4 million barrels of bone. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million dogs, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million sides of old blind horses' hide in the hold of the Irish Rover. And it was sad,
so sad,
so sad.
Too bad.
It was sad when the great ship went down
to the bottom of the sea.
Husbands and wives with old children lost their lives.
It was sad when the great ship went down.
We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost her way in the fog.
It fog.
And the whale of a crew was reduced down to two. 'Twas myself and the captain, so dull. Then the ship struck a rock. Lord, what a shock. And nearly tumbled over. Spun 9 times around. Oh, clave boy. Thank you. And the pearl dog was drowned. I miss that dog.
That's so sad.
And it was sad,
so sad,
so sad. It was sad when the great ship went down
to the bottom of the sea.
Husbands and wives, little children lost their lives.
It was sad when the great ship went down.
Excuse me, mister?
Oh, yes, little girl?
Yeah. Did anybody survive?
Huh, funny you should ask. Why, if I get through this song, I will be the
last of the Irish Rover.
When the Scots had crushed the Norsemen at the outset of our story, the generals Macbeth and Banquo walked it back to Forres, and they met three dames that did a kind of fortune-telling thing, who hailed Macbeth and told him he'd be Cawdor Glamsden King. Well, Macbeth was in a trance, but Banquo said, "Hold on, you three, you've a lot to say to him. Have you got anything for me?" The witches said, "The good news first, and then the bad we'll tell. You'll father lots of kings, although you'll not be king yourself." When King Duncan gave the order that made him Thane of Cawdor, Macbeth got real excited and ambitious to get on, but his jaw near hit the floor when the king said, "Furthermore, my son's the Prince of Cumberland and heir to the throne." So ahead of all the rest, Macbeth rushed homeward at full tilt to let his wife know she would need to air the king's ice quilt. She said, "You're mad to say it, or else Duncan's off his head, 'cause if he sleeps here tonight, he's gonna waken up dead." Then Macbeth convinced himself that his motives were the best, that he couldn't murder Duncan, his cousin, king and guest. "You're a coward, you're a beast, and you don't love me," said his wife, "and we'll blame it on the guard," said he, "just call me Mac the Knife." So Macbeth skewered Duncan and his lady smeared the drunken guards with blood and said, "Come on to bed, it's easy as snuff." And Malcolm and Donald Bain fled for fear that they'd be blamed, but Banquo wasn't fooled at all, and neither was Macduff. Then Macbeth invited Banquo to a banquet in his honour, after hiring three miscreants to make sure he was a goner. And at the feast, while smirking about Banquo not been there, he found he had to stand, 'cause Banquo's ghost was in his chair. But what made him lose his marbles was when one of the miscreants came and said they'd murdered Banquo, but they'd missed the fleeing fleeants. "Avaunt," he starts, but Lady Mac says, "Folks, the party's closed, and you must excuse my husband, he's a wee bit indisposed. Banquo's lying upon the throne, just so obsessed his whole subconscious that he ordered them to kill Macduff's wife, kids and pets, the lot. Lady Mac says I must try out anything that I can buy. Tide or Clorox whisker shout to lift this bloody spot." So away off down to England to get Malcolm goes Macduff, but the boy says, "It's no use, I don't think I'm man enough." Cries Macduff, "My hope ends here." Malcolm said, "I'm only kidding. I'll take an army north and cut down trees to keep it hidden." Macbeth meanwhile sought out the three old witches for a chat, and he found them boiling soup with tartar's lips and wool of bat. They told him he could not be killed by man that's born of woman, and he didn't need to fear till he saw Birnam Wood was coming. So Macbeth became quite callous, he had nothing left but malice, and he couldn't show emotions like compassion, joy or sorrow. When he heard his wife had died, he just said, "I would have cried it if it'd been tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow." Though all his pals had left him, he felt safe in Dunsinane, and he passed the time by putting armour on and off again, till the news that Birnam Wood was on the march just made him roar, and he said, "We'll fight outside, I don't want blood all over my floor." He was swashing, he was buckling, he talked Seward's son to death, but his confidence was shattered when Macduff shouts, "Hey Macbeth!" Against man of woman born, he said, "I've got divine protection," quips Macduff, "I was delivered by caesarean or C-section." Macbeth shouts, "Lay on Macduff," who swings and cuts his head right off. Malcolm says, "You're now all ours for helping right this bloody wrong. So now the play is played, there's just one thing to be said. You won't need to buy the Cliff Notes if you memorize this song."
Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. Oh, me father was an Ulster man, proud Protestant was he. Me mother was a Catholic girl from County Cork, was she. They were married in two churches, lived happily enough, until the day when I was born and things got rather tough. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. Baptized by Father Riley, I was rushed away by car to be made a little orange man, me father's shining star. I was christened David Anthony, but still in spite of that, to me father I was William, while me mother called me Pat. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. With mother every Sunday to mass I'd proudly stroll, and then after that the Orange Lodge would try to save my soul. For both sides tried to claim me, but I was smart, because I'd play the flute, I'd play the harp, depending where I was. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. Now when I'd sing those rebel songs, much to me mother's joy, me father would jump up and say, "Look here, would you, me boy? That's quite enough of that, lad." He'd then toss me a coin, and he'd have me sing the orange flute for the heroes of the Boyne. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. One day me ma's relations came round to visit me, just as me father's kinfolk were all sitting down to tea. We tried to smooth things over, but they all began to fight. And me being strictly neutral, I bashed everyone in sight. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. Me parents never could agree about me type of school. Me learning was all done at home, that's why I'm such a fool. They both passed on, God rest them, but they left me caught between that awful color problem of the orange and the green. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green.
Jeremy Lanigan battered away till he hadn't a pound.
His father had died and made him a man again, left him a farm and 10 acres of ground.
He gave a grand ball to his friends and relations who hadn't forgot him when sent to the wall.
If you'll only listen, I'll make your eyes glisten at the row and the ruction at Lanigan's ball.
Myself, to be sure, got free invitations for all the nice girls and boys I might ask. In less than a minute, both friends and relations were dancing as merry as bees round a cask. Miss Julie McManus, the nice little milliner, tipped me a wink, but I gave her a call, and soon we arrived with Timothy Galligan just in time for Lanigan's ball.
There were lashings of punch and wine for the ladies, potatoes and cakes, there was bacon and tea. There were Nolans and Dolans, the O'Grady's were also there courting the girls and dancing away.
The songs that went round as plenty as water from the harp that once sounded in Tara's old hall to sweet Nellie Gray and the rat catcher's daughter, all singing together at Lanigan's ball.
The boys were all merry, the girls were all hearty, they were dancing away in couples and groups till an accident happened. Young Terence McCarthy, he put his right leg through Miss Flaherty's hoops. This creature created and roared holy murder. She called for her friends and she gathered them all. Ned Carmody swore that he'd go no further till he had satisfaction at Lanigan's ball.
In the midst of the row, Miss Kerrigan fainted, her cheeks at the same time as red as a rose.
Some of the ladies declared she was painted, she took a small drop,
too much I suppose.
Her sweet Henry Morgan, so powerful label, when he saw his fair calling stretched out by the wall, tore the left leg from under the table and smashed all the china at Lanigan's ball.
Boys, oh boys, tis them now were auction. Myself got a lick from big fella McHugh, but soon I replied to his kind introduction and kicked up a terrible hullabaloo.
Old Casey the piper was near me and strangled, he squeezed up his pipes, fellow chanters and all, the girls and their ribbons, they all were entangled.
And that put an end to Lanigan's ball.
Thank you.
Danny boy, oh Danny, the pipes they are a-callin', from glen to glen and down the mountainside we are a-fallin'. The summer's gone away and all the flowers dying. 'Tis you must go and I must bide, then to the pub I'm flying.
Mish-a-rum, whack-a-doo, whack-a-day, whack for the whiskey-o, whack for the whiskey-o, there's Danny in the jar.
But if you should come back when summer's in the meadow, we'll drink a pint of Guinness here in sunshine or in shadow. So find where I am lying and tell me that you love me, then pour a glass of whiskey on the grave where you have shoved me.
Mish-a-rum, whack-a-doo, whack-a-day, whack for the whiskey-o, whack for the whiskey-o, there's Danny in the jar.
And when I'm dead and rotten and flowers grow above me, remember all the beer I drank and everyone who loved me. Sing now before me, the afterlife is risky, we're drinking holy water 'cause the devil took the whiskey.
Mish-a-rum, whack-a-doo, whack-a-day, whack for the whiskey-o, whack for the whiskey-o, there's Danny in the jar.
There's a black velvet band on that green alligator, and McNamara's band is playing at the Duncow later. The white colonial boy gave old Finnegan's wake a tussle, and Molly can't stop raving about her cockles and her muscles.
Mish-a-rum, whack-a-doo, whack-a-day, whack for the whiskey-o, whack for the whiskey-o, there's Danny in the jar. Mish-a-rum, whack-a-doo, whack-a-day, whack for the whiskey-o, whack for the whiskey-o, there's Danny.
After the Crimson Pirates was Seamus Kennedy with a Scottish song from A Smile and a Tear. Then came Andrew McKee with Orange and Green from The Irish Bard. Then Merry Wives of Windsor with Lanigan's Ball from Bottoms Up. And finally Emerald Rose with Danny in the Jar from Conn's Suite. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening, or email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Beth Forkimer posted on Facebook, Cormorant's Fancy is super excited about being featured on this week's podcast. We're letting everyone know how to subscribe. Thanks so much. And I greatly appreciate it, Beth. I appreciate every time the bands share the shows that they're in or the shows in general. Thank you so much. Catherine Burke posted on Facebook, I listen to this podcast while walking. It gives me a bounce to my step. And finally, Edward Montgomery posted, I found your podcast a couple days ago and love it. The song Moron with the Boron is now my inspiration. I have the first part taken care of and I'm learning to play the Bowron. I have been listening while commuting 60 miles round trip to my teaching job. Once I figure out how, I want to become a patron and my wife and I will be in Dublin and Dingle in 2 months. Thank you so much, Edward. It's easy to become a patron. Head on over to patreon.com/Celtic Podcast and, you know, pick an amount that you are willing to pledge and that's all you have to do. And you'll get some cool perks. So go sign up. And also, gosh, Dingle, man. I got to get back to Dingle. I really love that little town. It's so, it had such a great vibe to it. And beautiful area. If you ever get a chance to go to Ireland, go to Dingle. The Dingle Peninsula is spectacular. And this town is just lovely. It's all get out. So go. I highly recommend it. All right, let's get back to the music. Next up is Moira Morrison and Alastair Roberts with Never Wed an Old Man from Erston.
An old man come courting me, me being young. An old man come courting me, I do a daddity. Mate, when you're young, never wed an old man. When we sit to our tea, he starts with cheese and me. When we sit to our tea, me being young.
when you're young, never wear an old one. When we go to our bed, he lies as he was dead. When we go to our bed, me being young. When we go to our bed, he lies as he was dead. Maids, when you're young, never wear an old one. When we went to the church, I left. Come courting me, me being young. An old man come courting me, I do it doubtily. Maids, when you're young, never wed an old
whiskey. ladies and there were just us five. We played some tunes and drank some beer and soon we counted nine. On our way to Scratches, we found a couple more. By the time we got to Paddy's, well, we were 24. Some may call us fools, you know, and that we can't deny. But on that cold October night, we drank the whole town dry. Did some shots at Molly's and met some girls by chance. Then pints at Paddy Riley's, more music and a dance. We showed up at the Black Sheep with 56 in tow. There we found nine Aussies and four more good to go. Some may call us fools, you know, and now we can't deny. But on that cold October night, we drank the whole town dry. Us and 69 played more tunes, put down more pints. We all were feeling fine. We staggered to the plaza to stop at Tiernan Old. There were 92 of us and a German Shepherd dog. Some may call us fools, you know, and now we can't deny. But on that cold October night, we drank the whole town dry. We stumbled up 8th Avenue. My God, it felt so far. We stopped at the main fiddler to play upon the bar. We ended in the town square in an alcoholic bar. 116 brand new friends and a German Shepherd dog. Some may call us fools, you know, and now we can't deny. But on that cold October night, we drank the whole town dry. Body songs. We followed it with Barrett's, 200 voices strong. At 4 a.m. the police arrived with the riot squad. We wound up in the drunk tank with that German Shepherd dog. Some may call us fools, you know, and now we can't deny. But on that cold October night, we drank the whole town dry. Some may call us fools, you know, and now we can't deny. But on that cold October night, we drank the whole town dry.
Good evening, all me jolly lads, I'm glad to find you well. If you gather all around me for the story I will tell. I've got a situation of me Gora and me Gob. I can whisper I've the weekly wage of 19 pop. It's 12 months come October since I left me native home. After helping the Killarney boys to bring the harvest down. But now I wear a Guernsey and around me waist a belt. I'm a gaffer on the squad that mixes a hot ash felt. We laid it in the hollows and we laid it in the flats. And if it doesn't last forever, sure I swear I'll eat me hat. I've wandered up and down the world but never have I felt any surface that was equal to the hot ash felt. And the other night a copper comes, he says to me, McGuire, would you kindly let me light me pipe down at your boiler fire? He plops himself right down in front with hobnails up till late and says, I'm a decent man, you better go and find your mate. He buffs and says, I'm down on you, I'm up to all your pranks, don't I know you for a traitor from the Tipperary ranks. I hit him straight from the shoulder, boys, I gave him such a belt that I knocked him into the boiler, mixing the hot ash felt. We laid it in the hollows and we laid it in the flats, and if it doesn't last forever, sure I swear I'll eat me hat. Wandered up and down the world and never have I felt any surface that was equal to the hot ash felt. Well, we quickly pulled him out again, we threw him into the tub, and with soap and warm water we began to scrub and rub. But devil the thing it hardened them to turn them hard as stone, and with every other rub sure you could hear that copper groan. I'm thinking Sells O'Reilly, sure he's looking like old Nick, and burn me if I'm not a kind of claim him with a pick. I says,
his eye, it would be easier to boil him till he melt, and to serve him nice and easy into the hot ash felt. We laid it in the hollows, and we laid it in the flat, and if it doesn't last forever, sure, I swear I'll eat me hat. I wandered up and down the world, but never have I felt any surface that was equal to the hot ash felt. Talk about your cellar lads, about singers and the rest, your shoemakers and your tailors, but we please the ladies best. The only ones who know the way their flinty hearts to melt are the lads around the boiler mixing their hot ash felt. But the robin and the scoven, sure, I caught me death of cold, and for scientific purposes me body it was sold in the Kelvin Gold Museum, lads, I'm hanging in me pelt as a monument to the Irish making the hot ash felt. We laid it in the hall, and we laid it in the flat, and if it doesn't last forever, sure, I swear I'll eat me hat. We wandered up and down the world, but never have I felt any surface that was equal to the hot ash felt. Any surface that was equal to the hot ash felt.
Morrison and Roberts with Stout Pounders with Don't Go Blaming Whiskey from Thirst, then Dust Rhinos with Drank the Whole Town Dry from I Should Behave, then Hot Asphalt by River Drivers from River Drivers, then the Canny Brother Band with Drunken Sailor from The Guinness Situation. You can listen, like, and share this podcast and download 34 Celtic MP3s for free when you sign up to the Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. Remember to support the artists who support this podcast, buy their CDs, download the MP3s, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish Celtic Music Podcast. I also want to remind you to vote in the Celtic Top 20. It's easier than ever to do. Just list the show number and the name of a couple bands. That's it. You can vote once for each episode and help me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2017. Get those votes in now. And we're going to finish up the show with Barley Juice. This is the song Weekend Irish from their album A Night at the Pub. I want to thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to sharing more music with you next week. Sláinte.
case you ain't got a match into the cave.
You can be a weekend Irish.
Some travel on the square of me back, and I'll be a weekend Irish.
And we'll raise a hand to the motherland. That's part of being American, to be a weekend Irish. Yeah, we're the weekend Irish.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was produced by Mark Gundy Keltfather. To subscribe, go to iTunes or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Summer camp is a magic place where kids discover who they are because they have the freedom to explore on their own. Y Camp at Horse Thief Reservoir is a sleepaway camp in the heart of Idaho's wilderness. Each summer, campers make friends, build new skills, and learn to love the outdoors through activities like canoeing, archery, zip lining, rock climbing, campfires, and more. Registration for Y Camp at Horse Thief Reservoir is open. Financial assistance is available. Learn more at ycampidaho.org.
When you drive the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power, you can stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see yourself behind the wheel of the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Kia received the fewest reported problems among all brands in the J.D. Power 2022 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study based on 2019 models. See jdpower.com/awards for 2022 details.